This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of the 4th of July broadcast, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We will feature a concert later on in the hour of various artists who have done credible, reasonable, good versions of America the Beautiful.
That's according to who?
Later on, according to me.
That's what I figured.
Doug Steffens. Actually, you'll go along with these, though, Richie.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think, yeah, you know, like Ray Charles and Elvis.
Yeah,
I think
like
those,
that.
He'll be in there. This is the 4th of July. Programs that are not, well, why do I keep talking about what isn't? I want to talk about what is. And what is that we are here to declare our independence.
Yeah.
To have people know that we think for ourselves and we can eloquently spell out the reasons for us declaring our independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident.
Right.
That all men are created equal. What about women? Why aren't women created equal? Equal to men, all men and women. That's where it starts. Women get upset because they don't think they're included in the so-called family of man. Why do we call the family of man men? Why isn't there some coefficient? Men and women.
So why does have a new Declaration first? Of Independence that we have women sign as well?
Yeah, absolutely. There were no women that signed the Declaration of Independence.
No.
What an outrage.
No.
None. Wow. After signing the Declaration, a lot of people thought they were signing their death warrants. You knew that, right? Because the British were after them. In the event that
every guy who put his name on that list probably had a bullet, target on his head.
If the British had won the war, Sean is there with Richie. Sean is Richie's son, who's in the studio with him in Washington. And he said he likes being an American because he don't want to speak British. We would all be speaking British, not English. Had the British won the war. How much studying have you? You're 10, so you're what, fifth grade going into sixth grade, Sean?
I'm in fourth grade going into
fourth into fifth. So what kind
Talking
of
into the mic, Sean.
History lessons have you had in school about our country?
They've done a lot. They've done all the. This year they spent a lot of time on Jamestown and Williamsburg, Virginia, and they took a field trip down there, and I went on the field trip with them. So we did a lot of that stuff, and they spent a lot of time on Virginia history this year.
Mm-hmm. Thomas Paine said, if we do not hang together in this event, we shall surely hang separately, with the reference to what would have been done to them by the British if the effects of the war to be independent had not been successful. It's a tough one. And one of the things I remember, we were talking about this the other day. Certain people asked, would you save me first before the dog or something like that? Think about your life. Would you put your country or do you put your country before everybody else? Years past, I would say there had been a number of people who would say yes to that. I don't think there would be a lot of people.
We see it every day. I mean, not every day.
You're talking about men and women in service?
That end up being killed in action.
Yeah, okay.
They do.
All right. So there are still people who put their country before their family, their children. It's a tough one, though. Tough decision to make.
This is what I was thinking about the other day. Think about it in this context. We're on the 4th of July. We're talking about our independence from the Brits.
Yeah.
And what it took, the sacrifice that it took for those people to be able to get us what we have today.
We have no idea. Don't have any idea.
Exactly.
You don't have a clue.
Getting on a ship, driving through the sailing through across the ocean, dying on the way there, the disease, the hardships that they went through.
Yep.
Then you look over in Iraq right now, where they're basically throwing down their guns.
Right, giving up.
Taking off their uniforms and running away.
Boy, they didn't do the work. We did the work. They have nothing invested in this, really.
Right. They don't care about country.
No.
There's nothing for them in this that they care about as far as my country.
And by the way, the only reason that the ISIS organization exists, it's a land grab to get all. If you look at the territories they want to take over, it's all the oil. that those territories, you know, they say it's a Sunni district and the Swahilis or whoever else it is, the Kurds, the Sunnis and the Shias, there is a power grab for the areas where there is oil. That's what this is about. Even though, we want to have an independent state of Islam. Yeah, it's convenient that all the places they want are the areas that have the oil. I was looking.
Did you see where the leader of ISIS, declared yesterday he was the leader of the new Muslim state that he had taken over and created?
Yeah, right. He's the new bin Laden. The story of many of our founding fathers, here's an example. Abraham Clark, a name that you see on the Declaration, is from New Jersey, but he wasn't well known. There are probably 5-6 men whose names we all know. Clark's not one of them. He had his property destroyed by the British. They captured, this is after he signed, as a result of him signing the Declaration, his property was destroyed by the British. They captured his son and held him on a prison ship. They offered to release him if Clark would renounce his American citizenship. This is what I mean about would you put your country before your children. He refused to do that. Later on, as a member of Congress, he wrote the law ordering that all U.S. coins include the word liberty. He knew its price, and that wasn't free. He never saw his son again.
Wow.
How about that? The men who changed the fate of our country, our history, and in fact the world. Imagine what the world would be like without an America. Can you even imagine that? If you existed in some place, we're here, and let's say the Germans are in charge of America, how much different would it be? And yet most people today will have a barbecue, they take off from work. In a moment at least, will you think about these men, honor these men? The founding fathers, what happened to them? A lot of them suffered the same fate that Abraham Clark did because they put their country before their family, before anything else. It's been a long time since so I hope Sean remembers that. Maybe he can tell the story about that when he's in school and they discuss it, because that's really what this day is about.
That's why last night when we went out to dinner, I pulled the Declaration of Independence up on the wiki page on his
Good
phone.
For you. Yeah.
And I was just like, here, just look at it. Just for 3 minutes, let's just talk about this.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And that's something that most people are not doing today.
In that 3 minutes, I may have gotten one or two things that, Sean, you may remember into it, and that's fine. And I'll do it again next year and the next year and the next year and over the course of time.
Yeah. Instead of saying, please pass the potato salad or please pass the potato chips. Or whatever other popular foods there are today. Both of those things I like.
Abraham didn't have potato salad.
No, he sure didn't. He didn't have potato chips either.
No, they didn't have potato chips.
None of those things. So, again, the reason we're here in part is to celebrate with you and to give you some food for thought. Food for thought is, speaking of food, is coffee considered a food? What is coffee?
Sure, why isn't it?
It's
a bean.
I don't know. Yeah, it is a bean. Could you actually eat? Didn't we have a story
coffee
this week
about... Coffee tastes like dirt. I don't like coffee.
Good for you, Sean. Stay away from it. Dirt. Bad for you. Does your mother drink coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah, your father doesn't drink it, though.
Yeah, he doesn't drink coffee.
No, it's bad for you. Drink beer instead. It's much better for you.
Yes.
Yeah, beer in the morning. That's it.
No,
Yeah. So, anyway, the idea of this fellow this week, Kenny, was it Monday? The story of this 19-year-old kid who, didn't he kill himself or get killed or something because he was taking caffeine pills, eating caffeine dust? I don't remember. In the back of my mind, I'm remembering this sort of thing. And, by the way, just as an aside, for those of you who have been following this week, the story of this man, this unfaithful husband who wanted to be child-free, Justin Ross, the story from last Tuesday, accused of leaving his son Cooper strapped to a car seat in the baking sun while he went to work. At a hearing yesterday, a detective said he messaged 6 women, sending and receiving explicit text messages while his 22-month-old son was dying in the car. What do you do with that guy other than just hang him?
You put him in a car, you roll up the windows, and you roll him out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, leave him there. Yeah. Yeah, this is. I look at things that happen that we spend a lot of time talking about that have no significance whatsoever, and it annoys me to talk about some of the things that we spend a lot of time talking about.
I mean,
this is something that's so sick, and so horrifying that somebody would actually think like this and they're allowed to walk the planet. I mean, he isn't going to walk it anymore, but where do these people come from? They aren't even people. Where do these things come from? How do you think like this? Anyway, what did you start to say, Richie?
You know, we always hear about these kids in hot cars.
Yeah,
and deaths. I mean, it happens every year. And the value of talking about it is just to keep it front of mind because people don't think about it. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, boom, you're on your way to work. You're busy. You're doing this. You're doing that. And think, man, look in that backseat. They say one of the great things that you can do is put the diaper bag in the front seat.
Yeah.
So that
you don't forget.
It's there to remind you. Or put your briefcase in the back seat.
How in the world?
So that you got that. People just get caught up. I mean, most of these things aren't like this story. Most of these things are just pure accidents and tragedies.
Yeah.
So figure out a system that works for you so that you will not forget. Yeah. Put your phone in the baby seat. Do something. You won't forget that phone, that's for sure.
No, but then what's your priority? That's the thing. All right, let's see here. I wanted you to know that Florida still leads the nation in watermelon production. Last year, they produced almost a billion pounds of watermelon, and there are like 100 million pounds eaten on 4th of July. So for those of you who are enjoying it, thanks to Florida. 18 after on Good Day.
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like a Squire Strat or Ibanez acoustic guitar, just $89. Or a Pearl drum set for just $199. A digital piano for only $199. Or a PA system for $119. Get 5 sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $20. Plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Sunday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 sign.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Gets them every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house,
we
are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer.
It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty awesome, man. Sip responsibly.
It's coming up on 21 past the hour. Dutch Steffens, Good Day. Got my son Sean by me taking a video of the studio. We're going to be out cooking on a grill today. Hope you will be doing the same, remembering your country. Ken will be out doing a local parade in Crest, California, San Diego, right?
Yep.
With the lawn chair ladies who do the lawn chair.
It's a lawn chair brigade. Oh, I hope they're back.
All right, so I hope you're having fun. 21 past on Good Day.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
There comes a time each 4th of July when we are celebrating together, you and me, us, that we need to really think, if it's just for 4 or 5 minutes, about what it means to be an American. And I think there's no better song that helps me as an individual reflect on America and what it means to me than what I believe ought to be our national anthem. So we have several different versions for you to use if you're in a cogitative state. Ray Charles starts out with a bit of his America the Beautiful.
America!
Sean ever sung the song in school? Do you sing
In school?
Yeah.
I think I have.
Remember waves of grain.
This is what I remember singing this when I was in music class. Miss Prescott playing the piano.
A purple man.
Learning the words to it. It was important.
Majesty.
I know
Majesty.
Juliana did it this year in kindergarten.
Yeah. All right, so from the Ray Charles version, we move to the Elvis version.
Oh, spacious skies, for amber waves of
beautiful,
great for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain.
Another great version by Frank Sinatra.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious.
Oh, beautiful,
for a spacious sky.
Obviously, when he was younger.
For amber waves of grain.
Like 15.
For purple
fun to listen to this and realize how his voice matured over the years from all that
above
whiskey
the
and smoking.
Plain,
to give way to the women now, at least one woman, Barbara Streisand.
For heroes proved in liberty's strife, more than self, their country love.
Certainly a symbol musically of what America is all about. America the Beautiful here on Good Day.
In the 1950s, there was three-channel stereo. Records use this amazing clear technology. Now its recordings are being re-released. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. From Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue to Vaughan Williams's Last Symphony, recorded just days after his death, Everest captured splendid moments in classical music, including Broffé conducting his Grand Canyon Suite. Two great American composers, Gershwin and Groffé, who celebrate our nation's vistas and culture. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like all American-made Breed Love acoustic guitars, 15% off. A Simmons electronic drum set for just $2.99. Or M Audio Studio monitors just $99 each. And pick up a boom mic stand for just $19. Plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play?
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
With you for the 4th of July. I'm Doug Steffen along with my colleague and friend Rich McFadden and his son Sean. Would Sean like to be on the bill of fare, Richie? This, we could say the Doug Steffen Good Day Show starring Sean McFadden.
Yeah, play the clapping noise.
Oh, wait. Where was it?
Play the clapping noise.
It's on kind of the top.
Listen, he knows where it is, Richie.
Here, I'll play the music for you, Sean. Here it is.
And it's Sean McFadden. Yeah. Yay! Sean's making his debut here today. Why not? That's a good thing. Ken Kessler is on the air. Richie, the Steve Miller Band.
Absolutely.
Has something that is appropriate for Independence Day. Instead of, I mean, we like the Good Day stuff, although you think you're going to can all that and come up with something better. In the meantime, for today, Living in the USA.
Yeah, absolutely.
By the Steve Miller Band is appropriate. Especially the way the tempo leads us away from wherever we may be in the doldrums. Let's get it. Living in the USA.
Where are you going to? What are you going to? You think that it will be easy? You think that it will be pleasing? Hey. What you say?
Yeah, just saw him in concert. Still got it, does he?
Oh, yeah. That's great.
The Liberty Bell was first rung on July 4th, 1776. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
All right, so Sean, something else. You're going to be the smartest boy in school when you discuss American history, thanks to your being on the Good Day program. The Liberty Bell, first rung. What city is the Liberty Bell in, Sean?
Philadelphia. Sean, talking to the microphone, please.
Philadelphia.
Good for you. Liberty Bell is in Philadelphia. The Liberty Bell was cracked in 1835. Did you know that?
By a Chinese man doing a roundhouse kick.
That's exactly how it happened.
That's right. That's an important part of American history that I missed that day. I was absent that day. The U.S. Constitution was written by... All right, Sean, here's a quick quiz. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, you got to be on the microphone.
Talking to the microphone. Look at the microphone.
Yeah, look at the microphone. Like it's a lollipop or something. U.S. Constitution written by A. Benjamin Franklin, B. George Washington, C. Thomas Jefferson. What's the right answer, Sean?
Thomas Jefferson.
Yes, very good. Good for you. I'm impressed. All right, so that's cool. People in the news today. Burt Reynolds. Good Lord, we haven't talked about him for a dog's age, and it's too bad because he's a very... there's something about him. Maybe it's just the word charisma. There's something about Burt Reynolds. Anyway, he's now ready to tell his life story. He's been paid as much money as Mrs. Clinton was paid for her latest book.
Really?
Putnam announced that his memoir, But Enough About Me, will be released a year from now. He's 78 years old, and he promises to, quote, set the record straight on everything from his love affair with Sally Field and Lonnie Anderson to his Cosmo centerfold, his films, what went on behind the scenes in Deliverance, Boogie Nights, Smokey and the Bandits. His book is also expected to cover his friendships with Clint Eastwood, Frank Sinatra, and Johnny Carson. Telling it like it is, he gave him a $14 million. That's going to be some heck of a book. How many people remember Lou Gehrig?
Well, sure.
It was on, well, sure, for your age. Does Sean know who Lou Gehrig was?
Sean, do you know who Lou Gehrig is?
Lou Gehrig?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
No, baseball.
So
player.
Here's the. I'm going to tell you the story, Sean. Lou Gehrig was a great, not a good, but a great baseball player. It was 75 years ago today that he stunned the baseball world, and I think most of America, because he was the kind of guy, and frankly, so were most of the baseball players. Not all of them. Babe Ruth was actually kind of a jerk, but most of the really good players, DiMaggio, Williams a little headstrong. They earned and got respect. A lot of people respected Lou Gehrig even more after he announced that he had been diagnosed with a lethal disease and that he was quickly dying. But he said in the speech that was delivered on July 4th, 75 years ago, he was still, quote, the luckiest man on the face of the earth. He told the audience he was grateful for his career, grateful for his coaches, most of all grateful for his family. This was in Yankee Stadium. He brought the public consciousness to a disease that I can't even pronounce. ALS is what they call it. Let me take a shot at it.
Lou Gehrig's. Do you think he went up there and said, I have Lou Gehrig's disease?
No, that it was called Lou Gehrig's disease after he told the world he had it.
Thank you for that.
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. Not a whole lot different than muscular sclerosis or MS, except that it attacks the nerves and the root of the brain much more quickly. And it's still called Lou Gehrig's disease. Not very frequently does it show up. It doesn't happen very often, but I think that that's something that people also forget about with regard to the 4th of July. So I thought I would bring it around. And so now let's go to the mundane. Lindsay Lohan.
Do you think that's why they call it Lou Gehrig's disease, because the other one is too hard to pronounce?
Yeah, maybe in part. ALS, often referred to as ALS.
That wouldn't be very fun having a disease named after you either.
Well, I don't think he makes much difference to him at this point. He certainly brought a lot of attention to it and characterized it and helped people understand what it was like to have those diseases and how quickly. You know, people still don't know how you get that stuff.
I mean, I had lymphoma cancer. I don't want it named after me.
Not McFadden's disease.
Right.
Well, I guess they already named it, so you're not in the running. But ALS was so it was so scarce at the time, and it really kind of still is. But he was not, as he said, he was the luckiest man. He wasn't, but he was. Good for him. So, to the sublime and ridiculous Lindsay Lohan, in the news story at DougStephan.com, facing another legal battle. She's the one who's starting the fight. 7 months after threatening to do so, she files suit against Rockstar Games because they're using, this is Grand Theft Auto 4 or 5 or whatever it is that they've just produced, used her image or something that she thinks looks like her. I'm looking at the pictures, Kenny. I don't see her in this. I don't see her at all.
I mean, it looks like her.
Well, how do you figure that? What is there about the, there's other than the color of her hair?
Probably other thousand.
The profile? I mean, yeah, of course.
It looks like her, but is it her? I mean, is it like the spitting image? No.
I don't agree that it looks like her. I think that she's got a long way to go and is not going to get very far. What do you think, Kenny? What's the gossip or the goop behind this?
Well, in the game, the character that supposedly looks like her has many of the same sort of life history things.
Oh, really?
She emerges out of a famous hotel in L.A. I forget which one it was, but it's the one where Lindsay used to live. She talks about problems with
the
paparazzi and with her parents who are split and trying to control her. And a lot of the things that happened to her, but nothing specific, I think. I mean, it's obviously supposed to be a parody of her, but I think it's going to be hard for her to prove anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, even so, I'm sort of drifting off, Richie, as you talked about that hotel. It's actually kind of a seedy little hotel off Hollywood Boulevard.
It's perfect for her.
It's between Sunset and Hollywood Boulevard, and it's a little, it's maybe 14, 15-room hotel that's in a residential area. It's not, I said seedy. It's not glamorous, let's put it that way. It's just kind of one of those places there. And Hollywood's full of these places where the actors who would not be residents of Hollywood would come and stay when they were doing movies and then later on television shows. But first, in the 30s and 40s, these places were built for people that came from out of town.
It's like Hotel California. I was so disappointed when I went
You saw that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to stay there still, but it was $350 a night. Yeah. They didn't even have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it's a very interesting hotel. I did stay there once or twice, and it's something that grows out of something else. You know, the song, which came first, the hotel or the song?
The song
came
did.
Second. The hotel was there.
Right.
Great views from the hotel, but there's not much. I mean, it's a great neighborhood, Frank. Ocean Avenue is a great place to be. But anyway.
It's just old.
Yeah. Okay. There's an interesting and important report about Hamas saying they're ready for a ceasefire. The Palestinians say that they want to talk with Israel. They have engaged in all kinds of trouble in the last week or two, the kidnapping, the killing of those teenagers. I think it worked on both. That's happened on both sides. There were three Israelis killed on that side, the Palestinian side, and then was a Palestinian teenager who was killed
yesterday.
On the Israeli side. Yeah. So things are very tense, and they ought to get straightened out. Speaking of straightening things out, Uri Geller, who is a native Israeli, joins us for his weekly visit in a matter of moments right here on Good Day.
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like a Squire Strat or Ibanez acoustic guitar, just $89. Or a Pearl drum set for just $199. A digital piano for only $199. Or a PA system for $119. Get 5 sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $20. Plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Sunday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $1.69 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
June is National Dairy Month, a great time to recognize milk's important nutrient contributions. But nearly 16 million children face hunger in this country and don't have access to milk, a need that's even greater in the summer when school is out. Registered dietitian Holly Granger.
With 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein per serving, milk is one of the most nutrient-rich choices. Yet food banks don't have enough milk to meet the needs of children who rely on them for nourishment. So I've joined Feeding America, the nation's largest domestic hunger relief organization, and the nation's dairy farmers and milk companies for the Great American Milk Drive, a national program to help deliver nutrient-rich milk to families facing hunger. With a simple click of the mouse, you can donate much-needed milk to families in your community who do not have regular access to milk at this critical time.
To help deliver much-needed milk to families in need, visit milklife.com/give and learn how your small donation can make a big impact in your local community. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
15 before the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. He's Rich McFadden. There's Sean McFadden, who's there as well. Ken Kessler and Uri Geller joins us now with my conversation. I don't know if you were listening just a minute ago. I was talking about what was going on in Israel and the Hamas and Palestinian thing. It's from your perspective, and that's not really why. You have a perspective because you're a native Israeli. You fought in the Six-Day War. And always people are asking you and others, does this ever get settled? Does there ever in the future come a time when this fighting stops?
Well, Doug, you know, I have to be optimistic and positive about the future of Israel. But really, look what's happening around Israel. Look what's happening in Syria and Iraq. There is such a strong fundamentalistic surge of radicalization of people in the name of religion. That's very difficult to stop. How do you stop a person who is willing to blow himself or herself up? Just look at it that way. I do believe that with negotiations, meetings of the minds, both of both sides, the Palestinians and the Israelis, I do totally believe that peace can come to the Middle East, at least to our very close neighbors. You know that we have a peace treaty with Egypt. We have a peace treaty with Jordan. And we've had that for, you know, a long time. So I hope that very soon after this upsurge will ebb away, that there will be sensible negotiations going on. And that's my answer.
Do you ever feel concerned now that you are going to spend more time living in Israel for yourself, your wife, family?
No, not at all, Doug. I believe that Israel is very strong, very powerful, and we will continue to protect our citizens all the time. But these things do happen. The three Israeli kids who were brutally murdered, and then this Palestinian, 16-year-old Palestinian youth who was kidnapped and also brutally murdered. And as you saw today, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, condemned that. Yeah. He came up and said it very clearly that that's wrong.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about thoughts. Thoughts are things. Uri is a mind motivator. Check out his website, URIGELLER.com. He, if nothing else, when he does his personal appearances, when he does his shows, when he talks with people in any number of ways, is really all about motivating you so that you understand what it is that your thoughts do, your reactions to thoughts.
Let me just say that our mind power is like an iceberg with 90% lying hidden beneath the surface, hidden but still there and awesomely massive. And we need to learn, and that's what I'm about today, I guess. I awaken that power, and we call this hidden 90% of our mind power. Let's look at it as the subconscious. And the subconscious, Doug, is like the subcontinent of Alexander's days, a vast treasure house waiting to be explored and utilized. I am utilizing my mind power since I've been utilizing it since I was a child.
Yeah, and that's how you've gotten to the point where people know you as well as they do. The power of the mind you have decided and you have proven is such a curious thing because it's so powerful. Yet it's so difficult for people to control sometimes. I think that's, we find ourselves thinking in a certain way. We know the thought may be creating trouble for us, yet we still think about the negative instead of the positive.
But our subconscious is always listening, Doug, listening and absorbing, soaking up experience, almost like a sponge. So my words for today, just talk to your subconscious and derive powerful energy, positive, powerful energy out of it.
Best time to do that is just before you go to bed, because that's when the subconscious is at work. When your conscious is at rest, asleep, the subconscious mind is very powerful. You can use it for almost anything to be creative and positive. Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. Uri Geller on Good Day.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
That's a mistake for him and his career, a mistake for the producers in general. Will Smith doesn't want to be a part of the revived Independence Day. Seems just, it seems foolish to me, frankly. What memories, though, of this thing? And who hasn't seen this movie three or four times, at least?
Let's just get there as quickly as
possible.
What's
the route, huh?
You think we'll get to Washington and won't be there?
No. How's that voice you want to, a little trivia question. That's, by the way, the music is from David Arnold. The title track from Independence Day is called The Day We Fight Back. And it was really a pretty interesting movie all the way around. And that was from Taxi. Why do I never remember his name?
Judd Hirsch.
Yep.
Judd Nelson.
The father.
The Breakfast Club.
Chuck Curry is not here with us on the 4th of July. There are things that are going on in the movie news department. I was looking last night, actually. Meredith and I went to the movies to see a movie called Begin Again. Which has...
Did it just keep starting over?
Ruffalo. No, it wasn't one of those movies.
Mark Ruffalo.
Ruffalo is in it. Let's see. The girl from True Grit. Highly...
The young girl. She was good in True Grit.
Right.
How was she in that?
Very good. She was good. She was very good in it. And also, what's Klum? Not Klum. What's the girl's name? There's a
Heidi Klum?
Female.
No, she's a model.
Who is it?
Heidi Klum is
Keira Knightley. Keira Knightley. Yeah, Keira Knightley. And it was a good story. If you want a nice, it's a, I don't know, family movie. It's a nice movie without any shooting, no car crashes. It's just a story, amazingly enough. No action. There's no, there's nice music in it. It's pretty, actually the music they did was very nice. It was good. There's no CGI in it. It's just a story.
Wow.
Derek, can you imagine?
Just like people acting on the
screen?
Right,
people really acting on the screen. Yeah.
That'll never work.
So I'm just saying, I'm looking at all of the other movies that are playing, that are supposedly popular this weekend, and I can't find, I'm looking for the Edge of Tomorrow. What's that supposed to be?
That's the
Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, Tom Cruise flick that you won't go see.
No, I don't want to go see that. Let's see here. Maleficent. I want to see that. I'm trying to figure out what this
getting
movie.
Getting a lot of good reviews.
America is about. That movie is starting fresh this weekend. Anybody know what that's about? I hadn't seen that in the trailers. I haven't heard anything about it. I'm trying to find.
It's a documentary.
Oh, really? About what?
It says here, a story that imagines that the United States lost the Revolutionary War and therefore never existed.
Really? That's
wow.
That's interesting. I think I'd like to go see that. What do you say? Want to go see that?
Yeah, here it is.
If I buy her a large popcorn, she'll go. All right, maybe I'll do that tonight in the rain. But anyway, there's a lot of... I wouldn't mind seeing 22 Jump Street, actually. I bet that's kind of fun.
Isn't the Cameron Diaz movie coming out this weekend, too?
Cameron Diaz is next week, I believe. Yeah, no, she's not in this one. So anyway, the movies that are out this week already started. It wasn't a Friday start, but a Wednesday start in a holiday week. Looking for, if you go back to 1995 on this date, the Apollo 13 movie opened up in the theaters around the country. And for that year, it brought in almost $26 million. That was astounding for almost 20 years ago. Today, that would be the equivalent of about $75 million. The way theater, you know, the value of the... you could buy a theater ticket for, what, $3, $4 20 years ago? How much did it cost to go to the movies?
Probably $5.
Ago? Yeah, not experience. Hey, The Perfect Storm. Remember that?
Yeah.
What a great movie that was. It premiered...
It was up in your backyard.
Yeah, it was. It took place off of the... off the George's Banks. George Clooney starred in the movie. John C. Reilly was in it. Mark Wahlberg was in it. Let's see, who else was in it? Alan Payne. This was a locally produced movie. The only person who wasn't a local was Clooney. And they did extraordinarily well the first weekend, $49 million. And that was, 14 years ago. So you see how that worked. Let's see what else happened here. Dragnet opened on this date, 1987, with Dan Aykroyd. Huh? That was a great flick. What are you chuckling about?
Just the facts, ma'am.
Yeah, right. Dr. Doolittle with Eddie Murphy as Dr. John Doolittle opening this date, 1998.
Ruined his career.
Yeah, it didn't do any good.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.